It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The political world watched Rex Tillerson yesterday, the drama, as the Secretary of State was shoved out the door by a tweet from his boss, President Trump. That was on the main stage of Trump world. Meanwhile, on the side stage where you could have missed it, another more intimate presidential advisor was actually shoved out the door. John McAtee was an assistant to the president, relatively unknown in Washington, and by all counts, a loyal confidant of President Trump. Then, yesterday, John McAtee was physically removed from the White House, apparently under investigation for what was described as serious financial crimes. Ben Strauss is the contributing writer for Politico magazine, and he's here with the story.
So John McAtee is kind of a fascinating guy in the White House. He is Trump's body man. So this is the physically closest person to Donald Trump all day, every day. Walks with him to the residence in the morning, travels with him constantly. He's the guy standing next to him, you know, really 24/7. And his story is sort of a quintessential Trump world story. Johnny McAtee rose to fame in 2011 as a college quarterback at the University of Connecticut when he posted a trick shot video on YouTube that has over 7 million hits today.
What's up? This is Johnny McAtee, representing UConn football. Trick shot video.
He's throwing footballs and knocking bottles off people's heads, that kind of thing. But he's essentially not a political actor until he gets involved in the Trump campaign as a volunteer in 2015. And he starts out essentially making copies and proves himself to the staff, you know, eventually rising to the level where he's making plans on the road, making sure Trump has the food he eats, and has this trait that Trump prizes above all, which is unequivocal loyalty. When I wrote about Johnny last year, his dad told me that he absolutely loves the president, that he's a lockbox, won't even say a bad word about him to his father.
And so on Tuesday, when the political world was watching the abrupt ouster of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, over at the White House, Johnny McAtee, it comes out, is basically shoved off the property, escorted out of the White House so quickly he couldn't even grab his jacket. What happened?
So there's a security clearance issue here. And as others have reported, and some of our reporting has backed up, is it's related to online gambling and his taxes. And so what exactly the details are of that, we're not sure. But, you know, when you have an issue like that, there aren't questions asked. There aren't, you know, explanations sought. You are immediately removed from the premises. So how serious it is, what exactly it is, we don't know. What we do know is that the campaign knows what he's getting investigated for, and they are happily willing to give him a campaign job. And essentially, he was transferred from his White House duties to an advisor on the Trump campaign.
People talk about the president's inner circle and the small group of people around him who help temper his anger and his impulsive nature. Those people have been Hope Hicks, communications director, who's now gone from the White House, Keith Schiller, longtime security guard, who's now gone from the White House, and now Johnny McAtee, who was listed as one of those inner circle confidants as well.
Yeah, you have this incredible winnowing of people that Trump, you know, is really comfortable talking to, really comfortable being around. The follow-up question is sort of, what does this mean? And I spent a while yesterday talking to a former you know, business associate of Trump's, you know, asking him, you know, now that all these people are gone, what does it mean? And he sort of laughed at me, honestly, and he said, you know, this is really no different than it's been for the last 40 years. And so the idea that he's become lonely in the White House, or that, you know, he's lost these advisors, perhaps almost gives the advisors too much credit, or suggests that there's some sort of calming influence that Hope Hicks has or somebody else has. And, you know, this associate was saying there is no calming influence. This is the same guy he's been his whole life. And whether Hope Hicks is around, whether Keith Schiller is around, whether Johnny McAtee is around, you know, he's still going to be the same guy.
Ben Strauss, contributing writer for Politico magazine. Ben, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.